This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday morning, April 5th. Well, it was a long holiday weekend, and markets were pretty volatile to wrap up last week. And of course, we had the stocks and plantings report on Wednesday, a very bullish report for corn and soybeans, which sent both of those markets limit up by the end of the day on Wednesday. But by the end of the day on Thursday, coming before the long holiday break, markets were sharply lower. Soybeans down 35, corn was down about 4, wheat was down about 10, depending on which particular market you're looking at. But that came after getting some follow-through buying after the lock limit up on Wednesday. So you have big spike highs on corn and soybeans. And corn got into new highs, but soybeans basically just managed to test the top end of their range, and they failed once again. Corn failing after that spike high, after putting in new highs that took out the February high, and then we closed below that February high. And then, of course, wheat, which has been under a significant amount of pressure, barely had a blip up. In fact, on Wednesday, it had a pretty big outside day higher, and then if you didn't close all that well on Wednesday, and then Thursday, of course, you're under some pressure. So the wheat market barely has this little blip in a downward type of price action, whereas corn and beans look like they've established a high. I thought we'd get more out of corn and beans. I thought we would take another more notable leg up, but really all we've managed to do, like I said, in soybeans, just test the trading range high and fail. And in corn, we put in a new high for that one day on Thursday, and then we did not close well at all. We closed on the low of that day and below the old high. So it's definitely a spike high type of price action. What I did feel was that this would put in a high, that crop report, being as bullish it was, would establish at least an intermediate term high in corn and beans, but I thought we'd get more out of it. So I think either way, the market certainly has the look of something that has, from a technical perspective, put in a high. Fundamentally, you have to question, is this all we're going to get? Because the acres report was very bullish. We were significantly disappointed in what USDA projected corn and bean plantings would be. Stocks were pretty much right on expectation, so it was all about the acres falling far less than what the trade feels we need to satisfy this very strong bull demand, and this demand-driven bull market, I should say. So here we are. You know, the market gives it all up on Thursday heading into a long weekend, and I can understand you don't want to be long before a three-day break coming into a lot of volatility and into the growing season, but still, if you want to buy acres, Thursday's price action is not the way to do it. And so you got to wonder what kind of, you know, is this market going to still be able to push up considering the price action that we've seen so far? And I guess time will tell. The night session trading was or is a bit higher. Beans are up 13, corn is unchanged, wheat is up 1 in Kansas City, up 1 in Minneapolis, and up 4 in Chicago. So not a huge correction, except beans trying to scrape back a little bit of what they lost, but we're still looking at those spike highs. Now the cash prices on wheat around the world, we're seeing a significant amount of pressure coming there as well. Russian FOB offers for old crop are unchanged, but it's really all about the new crop at this point. New crop was down $19 on the week. That's down 51 cents in 1 week. For Ukraine, they're also down $23 on new crop. So under the Black Sea is seeing cash offers become very aggressive just in the last week. And in the last couple weeks, the markets have dropped as much as 40. We're looking at $48 drop in Russian FOB offers for new crop just in the last 2 weeks. That's a huge drop. And it shows that Russia expects a big crop and expects that they will be able to export it. So, you know, the talk of the Russian taxes starting June 2nd is still there. But obviously Russian exporters clearly expect that they're going to be moving a lot of wheat right out of the gate into new crop. In France, we see old crop down $5 a ton, but new crop down 32 in 1 week. This is pretty remarkable. Here in the U.S., it's not as aggressive. Hard red winter wheat is down 3 on old crop and new crop. In soft red, we're down 10 on the old crop, but we're up 1 on the new crop. So it's not going to make us very competitive. We'll see where we sit today, too, because Egypt put out a tender over the weekend. We'll see what that brings us. They're going to hold it open until Tuesday. So by tomorrow, we'll see who got the tender. But it certainly is going to be setting the tone as far as world prices go. It's Friday, we got a supply demand report out, and that will kind of coincide with or synchronize with what the stocks report was. But again, we didn't see any surprises in the stocks report. It was really all about the acres. So we're starting a new quarter. The fund activity should ramp up here. We'll see a new kind of stream of money coming into the markets. But again, you know, the technical formations look pretty tough. They certainly look like a high has been put in. And until you take out Thursday's high and close above it, you got to, I think, work from the perspective that our seasonal highs are in. We have pretty open weather this spring. And insurance, depending on where you live, they'll allow planting to start around April 10th. So I would imagine, you know, if the weather stays good the way it is, at least topsoil conditions are fairly good, and we haven't had deluges of rain, so I would imagine farmers are going to get in the fields here fairly quickly, and the sooner they get in, the more acres you'll probably see go to corn, and I think that's probably going to start to show up in the market as well. But it's from here on out, it's really about new crop. We know where we're at old crop. We know we're in a demand-driven bull market. We know that China's numbers are not true. We know that most of the demand is coming from China and will continue to come from China. We also know that wheat acres are up worldwide, and so far things look quite good for wheat. And they look pretty good for corn and beans too, despite all the weather problems Brazil has had. They're going to cut a record crop for soybeans. Some troubles getting it exported, but it'll get there. And so really from here on out, it's about weather. And we're starting the growing season. We'll get our weekly crop condition and progress reports starting today. And so that will help us kind of keep a closer eye on not only planting progress, but the wheat conditions. So here we go. And again, we're starting out this quarter with some pretty rough looking charts. And we'll see if the market can recover much of that. But I think I would look at this from a perspective that a seasonal high has been put in, and that's more of an intermediate term until we get through the planting season, and then we'll see where things go. I don't think the demand-driven bull market is over until we can be assured that we've got at least average yields coming in and good acres. Otherwise, if you don't see an increase more the acres and what USDA has projected, then we're still looking at a market that is not going to have enough supply to satisfy this increase in demand. So we still need to buy more acres, and I think that that's going to start to show up, especially if the weather starts to delay some plantings. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.